Well, hello. Welcome po sa isa na namang episode ng Soul Devo with PB, with yours truly, Pastor Bong. And good morning everyone na nakikinig mula sa Pilipinas, sa ating mahal na bansang Pilipinas, siyempre. But also, you know, good evening or good afternoon sa iba namang mga nakikinig from different time zones. So welcome po sa ating gawain. Salamat at kayo po ay aking nakasama ngayong araw na ito para po sa ating pagmumuni-muni sa salita ng Panginoon. Let me check kung meron tayong any foreign listener. Well, so far, wala akong nakikita. So that means pwede naman tayo mag-Tagalog, no? So today, we are going to reflect upon a scripture that talks about something na I really believe na most of you siguro, if not all of you, ay makaka-appreciate nitong pag-uusapan natin because this is really something na mahalaga, no? Not just for those who are in leadership, but basically for everyone else, no? So, ang title po ng ating pag-uusapan ay Blind Spots of Leaders. Now, leaders have you know, very grave responsibility, siyempre, in the body of Christ. We are to lead based on the example of Jesus and the teachings of Jesus. But just like any kind of leader, no, sa mundong ito, leaders have blind spots or those areas ng kanilang buhay at ministry nila na maaring hindi nila siguro nababantayan, which can easily lead to the loss of credibility and becoming ineffective and, you know, basically failing in leadership. So some of you are in leadership, some of you who are listening to this broadcast is on leadership or in leadership, no? And so this is very relevant to you. Pero it's really for all, no? For everyone. Even for those who are simply just following other leaders. Mahalaga rin na malaman natin itong mga blind spots na to. And our passage is from Luke 20, verse 45 to 47. So hindi siya mahaba, and you know, good news, palapit na tayo ng palapit sa katapusan ng Gospel of Luke. So I hope and pray na, you know, you would journey with me hanggang matapos natin yan. Alright? So let's just read Luke 20, 45 to 47, and then let's pray, no? Okay, so basahin muna natin yan. Luke 20, verse 45 says, while all the people were listening, Jesus said to his disciples, okay, beware of the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and love to be greeted in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. Such men will be punished more severely. All right, so tayo po ay manalangin. Join me, bow your heads wherever you might be. Let's pray and ask God to speak to us through this passage today by His Holy Spirit. Okay po, let's all pray. Lord, purihin ka, Panginoon. We thank you for your grace and mercy, O Lord. And we just ask you right now na mangusap ka, Panginoon, sa aming mga puso and allow us, O Lord, to hear your word and may your word dwell richly in our hearts so that it would bear fruit, Lord. We pray that we may have good hearts ready to listen at purihin ka, Panginoon, for the seed of your word that you would plant into our hearts today. So maraming salamat po in Jesus' name. And lahat po tayo ay magsabi ng amen. All right, purihin ang ating Panginoon. So let me just have a sound check, everybody. I hope that you are all hearing me well. So again, ang topic po natin is blind spots of leaders. A blind spot is basically an area ng buhay natin or ng ministry natin which we may not be aware of or hindi natin napapansin. A crucial or a very, very fundamental na discipline sa isang leader is self-awareness or leading oneself or watching yourself, ika nga. And if you are in ministry, all the more, di ba? Because if you don't watch yourself, in a sense na, you know, on a regular basis, you examine yourself or you ask for feedback from people, you can be blindsided. You can have a blind spot na hindi mo nababantayan, which is actually eroding, no? O nakaka-apekto sa iyong kredibilidad, which of course would make you ineffective, no? In ministry. So very important yan. And here in Luke 20, verse 45 to 47, we see, masasagot natin yung what are the common blind spots of leaders. Okay? And basically, there are two common blind spots. But before we go into that, of course, let me just clarify kung sino yung audience dito, no? Sabi kasi dito sa verse 45, while all the people were listening, Jesus said to his disciples. Meaning po, itong topic na to about the blind spots of leaders, although it is specifically addressed, no, dun sa teachers of the law or what they would consider during that time, mga rabbis. You know? Well, you know, sila yung ina-address and they are considered to be bad examples of leadership. Pero at the same time, nakikinig yung mga tao and then kinakausap niya yung mga disciples niya. So basically, there are three groups of people dito sa storya na ito. First would be people who were listening. So kasama lahat. Even if you are not a leader, you should understand what leadership means so that you would not blindly follow leaders who do not exemplify Christ-like attitudes. We are not to be blind followers, you know, na parang di tayo nag-iisip. We should, you know, obey our leaders, of course, but make sure that they are leaders who are worthy to be obeyed. Sinabi sa book of Hebrews, no, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. At ang tinutukoy nun ay mga Christian leaders. Meaning to say that a true Christian leader worthy to be followed and obeyed are those who are Christ-like, no, in their character. So this particular short passage is addressed to every one of us who are, you know, in one way or another, relating with the leader. So, kalooban ng Panginoon, of course, na hindi tayo maging rebellious toward leaders, but we are also basically taught in Scripture to be, you know, not just blindly following, but to make sure that we are, you know, following those leaders who exemplify Christ-likeness. So not all leaders are okay. Again, ito yung nakalagay dito, Jesus said to his disciples, which means that those are addressed specifically, or this topic is addressed specifically to leaders who are called by the Lord Jesus to serve in the church. No? Specifically, siyempre, yung mga disciples niya. These are more the special category of people during that time, yung tinatawag na the 12, okay, who are being groomed, ika nga, to succeed, Jesus in a sense na after he is gone, they are to propagate his teachings and make disciples also. So, itong 12 na to have a very important responsibility to exemplify the heart and the not just the teachings, no, not just the words of Jesus, but his very heart and his very character. They would exemplify that sa buhay nila. So, for those of us like myself, you know, who are called into Christian leadership, if you are a life group facilitator or whatever, no, we are called to serve the Lord in the church. And this is all the more important sa atin that we should really be guarding ourselves. Ingatan natin ang sarili, you know. That's why I believe the very first, very important, fundamental na ano na attribute ng isang spiritual leader is the practice of personal soul care. Taking care of your own soul is, I think, very, very important. Now, at the same time, of course, this passage is specifically addressing then those leaders who are not watching themselves, who are careless about their spiritual life. In this passage, ito yung mga teachers of the law. Okay? And so we want to address that, or we want to look at that in terms of two common blind spots. Okay? The first one is called carnal ambition. Hindi lahat ng ambition ay masama, but there's such a thing as a carnal ambition. And Jesus, I believe, talks about that, no? In verse 46. So, basahin natin yun. Beware of the teachers of the law. They like to walk around in flowing robes and love to be greeted in the marketplaces and have the most important seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at banquets. So, pa-importante sila, no? They want the honor, they want the title, they want the, the advancement or the promotion that would make them look special in the eyes of people. Of course, hindi lahat ng ambition is wrong, you know. If you want to get ahead, or, you know, let's say you want to have a role in the church that is higher than where you are right now, that by itself is not necessarily wrong, no? Kung ang motive mo is basically to serve more, to offer your life, let's say, for the church, kaya mo gustong, you know, pumasok sa ganung arena of leadership, for example, pastoral leadership, there's nothing wrong with having that kind of ambition. It's really called ambition, you know, yung parang you are desiring to have a more, sabihin natin kunyari, more significant na leadership role in the church. But if your motive or purpose is basically self-centered, you just want to get ahead kasi you want to be special, you want people to call you pastor, interesado ka dun sa perks, ika nga. And often at the expense of others, you don't really care about others. You just basically want to get ahead for yourself. Gusto mo lang yung title, gusto mo lang yung position. Then that's what I would call carnal ambition. Gusto mo lang maging sikat, in other words. And you know, being a pastor, for example, entails a lot of sacrifice. And minsan you would really be tried, you know, in terms of yung self-orientation mo. Dahil, for example, hindi naman usually hindi mo mangangamusta mga tao sa'yo how you are doing, you know. It's more from the giving in. You give and you serve. Sometimes people are thankless, you know, parang they don't really appreciate you, or sometimes they might even criticize you. So kapag ang motivation mo is self-centered, you just want to be in that role for the sake of the perks, you are in the wrong place. This is a blind spot. I know some leaders gusto nila, you know, not necessarily pastor, let's say gusto nilang tawagin sila na small group facilitator, kunyari, or board member, o naman yan, mga special titles na yan. You know, may red flags, eh. You know something is wrong. Why are you desiring yung role na yun? Is it just for yourself? Para yung mga tao, eh, they would look up to you, you know? Some people are, you know, power hungry. Gusto nila yung power and authority. And you would note na yun yung motibo, kasi when you correct them, or when you, whenever you do anything na maring negative, no, they react in the wrong way. They don't want to accept yung correction na kailangan, no? Because what they really want is just the the perks of leadership, not the cost of leadership. Okay, so if you're a leader out there, no, let me tell you, wala namang masama for you na magkaroon ka ng goal or desire to have a more significant role in leadership, whether in the local church yan o saan man yan, di ba? For as long as yung motives mo ay hindi self-focused and self-centered. You really want to serve and it's not important to you kung ano yung title. That's why, you know, when I'm trying to identify sino yung may potential sa leadership, I give them leadership roles and responsibilities without the title. You know, when somebody is more concerned about the title or the position, usually may red flags dyan, you know. Probably yung motives mo are not really pure. Gusto mo lang na maging leader pero you don't want to act like a leader or serve like a leader. Lalo na when I'm correcting someone and that person is not humble enough to receive it. Again, that's a bad sign, you know, na this person may not have pure motives of servanthood. Okay? So carnal ambition is a very common blind spot among leaders. Kasi makikita mo yan eh. They just want to be prominent. They just want to be maybe on social media or whatever. Or kahit na wala doon sa social media, kahit na sa normal lang na ministry, parang gusto nila na nakakaangat sila. Again, those are red flags showing, you know, pride, you know, self-importance, and so forth. So, you know, yan yung unang blind spot. Another blind spot is covetousness o yung tinatawag natin greed, you know, gusto ng isang tao, yung you know, sakim, di ba? So this is what we find in verse 47. They devour houses and for show make lengthy prayers. No, such men will be punished more severely, sabi ni Jesus. So they devour houses and for a show make lengthy prayers. In other words, ginagamit nila yung kanilang you know, godliness supposedly para you know, parang cover up sa kasakiman, cover up sa greed. And this of course is problematic. This is a blind spot. For sure when you are serving the Lord, possibly yan, by God's grace, there will be people who would be generous toward you because of your sacrifices. They might give you love gifts. And of course, it's only right to appreciate that, no? Kung may mga tao, halimbawa, who would reach out to me and say, Pastor, you know, here's my love gift. Of course, I say, thank you, salamat po. But that is not the reason why I serve the Lord. And some leaders, parang hindi nila nababantay ang sarili nila pagdating sa greed. And money can be such a temptation, you know. Especially since yung mga nagsuserve naman sa ministry, hindi naman sila financially well off. Hindi naman malalaking sweldo nila. I mean, to be honest, maliliit lang yung kanilang income from the church. And so that's why kailangan pure yung heart nila when they're serving the Lord in and through the church. Kasi hindi naman sila yayaman doon eh. But at the same time, you know, once na hindi mo nabantayan yung sarili mo, you can actually exploit or use yung position of leadership to cover up yung greed. And that's going to be really a big problem for leadership pag nagmukhang pera na tayo. Sometimes I listen to leaders and all they talk about is how to make money. For sure, hindi nila nababantayan yung sarili nila. And I mean, that includes even me. I need to guard myself in that area. Kasi lahat naman yan, susceptible sa temptation na yan. The love of money is the root of all evil, sabi ni Paul kay Timothy. And it's, of course, a temptation that everyone can fall into. And so basically, we need to just watch ourselves. I think that's the main point itong Soul Devo natin for this morning. Leaders who do not watch themselves will lose their credibility eventually. So, we need to watch ourselves and be careful, no, sa carnal ambition and covetousness, because these are the kinds of things that common sa common blind spot yan ng mga leaders. Pag tayo ay napupuno ng self-importance, no, yung tinatawag na carnal ambition, o kaya, you know, nagmumukha tayo parang pera. It may not be na parang humingi ka ng pera, but maybe it becomes more like an attitude na binabayaran niyo ba ako, you know? Meron ba kayong love gift sa akin, you know? Parang ganun yun eh. The other side of ano rin yan eh, self-importance eh. Okay? So again, we need to just watch ourselves and be careful, and otherwise we would lose our credibility eventually. In fact, the Lord gives a stern warning, no? Sabi nga niya sa huling passage, you know, such men will be punished more severely. So remember, when we are representing Christ as leaders, we have a grave responsibility na wag natin i-compromise yung reputation ni Lord because we are actually representing Him. Okay? So tayo po ay mag-ingat, mag-serve tayo willingly, humbly, you know. Again, you know, I don't mean to say na hindi tama o masama yung magkaroon ka ng desire to serve more siguro at a higher level of leadership. Again, hindi rin masama, no, if people will reach out to you and support you, or even ikaw as a leader, if you are to raise support. Those things are not evil in themselves, but yung heart natin is crucial, na hindi tayo, wala tayong carnal ambition at wala rin tayong covetousness. You know, yung bang sakim, you know, you just want to get more and more sa sarili mo. So watch yourselves palagi. And that's why, again, ulitin ko, ang number one responsibility talaga ng lahat ng spiritual leaders is to practice personal soul care. The other one is to pursue, you know, life-giving relationships, or yung tinatawag na spiritual companionship. That's the other one. These are the two basic, fundamental na disiplina ng mga spiritual leaders. Practice personal soul care, and then pursue life-giving relationships. Amen? So, let's guard ourselves, mga kapatid. Let's make sure na we receive feedback, na we become self-aware, and listen to the Lord kung naliligaw tayo ng landas. Let's all just pray right now and pray for ourselves and pray for other leaders in our church. Amen? Tayo po'y manalangin. Lord, salamat po for reminding us and telling us about these two common blind spots na all of us can fall into if we're not careful. Tulungan niyo po kami, Lord, to watch ourselves, to practice the examen, to be careful and to receive feedback kung kami ay nagkakaroon ng carnal ambition or covetousness, dear Lord. So help us, dear God, I pray, para hindi kami magkaroon ng blind spots na ganito. So Lord, tulungan mo kami to serve well, to serve humbly, to be used by you in the kingdom of God according to your will and purpose for us. If some of us would be promoted to higher levels of leadership, Lord, may our hearts be guarded. If we are to handle money or receive money, may it always be from a pure heart, not with greed or covetousness. Lord, tulungan mo din po kami to help other leaders na kilala namin so that they too would be guarded from these common blind spots. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.